You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Welcome back to the BingeCast commentaries for Better Saul Call. This is Season 3, Episode 6, called Off Brand. I'm Moreno, here, as always, with Mr. Jack Valley.
What's going on?
Sometimes we take days off, and that's why you had Mr. Mike Batch last week.
Who the fuck is Mike Batch?
Mike Batch.
It's almost as weird as Alex Moreno. Ugh.
Mike, why did I say Mike Batch?
I don't know, man.
It's super weird.
we're just going to, you know, not speak about it anymore. So,
yeah, absolutely. All right, we're all queued up to the opening shot of coffee being poured into a coffee mug. And let's just get right into it. We're going to count it down from 3, 2, 1, and then go. And that's what we're going to do right now. So 3, 2, 1, go.
Interesting week. Admittedly, I actually just finished my first watch before the commentary here. A lot of pieces moving, something I did not expect we would get. Some interesting stuff going on.
Hey, if this doesn't get Jim Law back on the bandwagon by the end of this episode, then he can go fuck. Well, he can go fuck himself either way.
Agreed.
But after this episode in particular, we finally got a Saul Goodman.
Now, okay. Nod. So here's my first thing. All right, just stepping through this, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Don Hector, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he overdoing it a little bit with the accent?
I it's funny you mention that because I thought it wasn't distracting, but it was very noticeable in this scene.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe he got called back to, you know, film an extra day and he was just pissed off, but
yeah,
seemed really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Some heavy shit right there.
Yeah.
I
like the tension this episode brings with Nacho and Hector, and him being like caught in the middle of everything.
Yeah, it definitely seems like Nacho is. He's going to factor into things a little bit more than I anticipated before. Especially him beating the shit out of what's-his-name here.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to come to a head at some point. And, well, we know we don't see Nacho in the other series, so who knows.
But, he's referenced once, but that's a... It might even just be a different Nacho.
We got like 3 Nachos. Ain't no big deal, man. Just move along, man.
All I can think of when Nacho's on screen is that side-by-side meme of him and an emu. Or maybe it's a llama. I'm not sure which one. put it in the article.
I feel like somebody posted today a video of 3 cats, and it just said, these are Adam Driver cats, and they all look like Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty great. All right, so now let's say, you know, for argument's sake, not that I'm asking for any particular reason here, but this guy behind the counter, right?
Yeah.
We got a good look at him. He's he's clearly of a certain ethnicity, we'll say.
God damn it.
When you see a guy that looks like that working the fucking counter, are you good with that?
What do you mean?
Like when you go into your, you know, let's say taco eatery.
Okay.
Are you happy that that guy is the one putting the food together?
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
It's going to taste good as fuck.
Yeah. Even if it does have like a little bit of Bengay on it or something.
Yeah, that's all right, though. It kind of offsets the salsa that you put on.
It's true. Need something to cool it down, so. And we don't all eat avocado, am I right?
Right. So. Fucking micromanager.
Yeah.
No. Fucking Hector, you cocksucker.
Who is the boss?
Are you in charge?
He's got to beat his ass now. He's like, fuck, I got to beat this guy's ass.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't want to do this. God damn it. I've always wondered what it feels like to be, you know, just a guy who owns a fucking restaurant. Mm-hmm. Going in the morning, just open it up, mm-hmm. sit there with a coffee. Like, nobody's going to tell you what the fuck's up.
No. We should mention for the people listening to this and while watching, because some people just listen to it and that's fine, but also watching that the version that we're watching is the Netflix version.
Yes. So it has.
It's probably like a couple of seconds different from the one that aired on AMC, but there's a little bit of a Netflix original series after the theme song.
Yeah, I think it's like 48 minutes, just under 48 minutes, something mm-hmm. like that. So weird, that back room, there are chairs attached to the ceiling. I didn't know if that was a thing. Like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, I didn't notice that the first time. I like this. We're getting to know Nacho a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit, but I didn't... Maybe I missed the reference or something, but... So is this him... I guess later on they say this is his father's place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is this just him working for his father?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so this is his day... Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't know if this was like a flashback or... What it was... where it was at, but I guess... Mm-hmm. This kind of tells you it's going on right now. Oh,
yeah. All right, Law, you fucking dickhead. You get your fucking Saul at the end of this, bitch.
I love how every one of these Saul promos has a like an Instagram filter on it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so fucking weird. This isn't a Netflix series. Whatever. So this plays out in an interesting way. It's got to be the best possible scenario for Jimmy, right? There's, you know, I don't think he was ever completely getting out of this, but
right, yeah.
And again, who the fuck are these people?
Mm-hmm. I thought for. An episode to be solely dedicated to the courtroom drama.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems a little lackluster, this kind of result. I mean, yeah, he can't practice law for a year. But I don't know. It seemed like that was headed to like a bigger explosion or bigger explosive moment than like what we see here.
Like something more with Chuck almost.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just seems like they were going after each other and yeah. kind of fucking each other over. And then they actually get into the courtroom. This whole thing happens. And I don't know. But we just kind of get this really black and white result.
Yeah, I kind of had that feeling a little bit, too. I mean, you know, again, it's that thing. Like, you... Sounds maybe stupid, but, you know, again, like, this show really reminds you that you can only be charged with something if somebody wants to charge you with it. So, like, in a sense, like, if you robbed, I don't know, your brother, right, of a couple $1,000, if mm-hmm. your brother doesn't bring it to court to, you know, bring you up on those charges, then you'll just get away with it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So with this whole scenario with Chuck, especially after last episode, I kind of assumed that they would go down a route of proving his incompetency beyond this one situation, you know?
Yeah.
But it kind of doesn't seem like they care, really.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess makes sense, but I don't know. It's just a little bit odd. Not horrible, just odd.
Mm-hmm.
But... Now, I mentioned this last week, but the judge in that scene, I don't know if you recognized him, but it was John Getz. He pops up in almost every David Fincher movie.
Oh, this is the guy you mentioned last week.
Yeah.
The guy that was on the... yeah, okay. Yeah, I did recognize him.
Yeah. Decent character actor.
Yeah, yeah. What? It's one thing I don't remember where it's from. I'm not looking it up.
Fair enough.
It's a great, great story.
He plays he actually plays a lawyer in The Social Network. I think he's like one of the Winklevoss lawyers or something. All right, so before we get to it, I'm trying to understand what Jimmy's plan is here with all this commercial stuff, right? So he makes a commercial to be a commercial maker, like a video producer. So, like, wouldn't anybody who was in that trial immediately look at that and know that it's him? And is it just so that he's not practicing law? That's all they care about?
Yeah, right.
Like, I guess it's the Bar Association, so that's all that would matter, right? So
yeah, you would think, yeah.
It's, I don't know, strange choice. Kind of interesting, too, that... immediately he turns into a heel in this woman's eyes. It's funny, I was just trying to navigate to the to the subreddit and it's completely off topic, but whatever. The first thing I see is apparently the king of Thailand, their government is threatening to sue Facebook for keeping pictures of him off the internet. the pictures of him are in like a halter top. Like, I guess this guy just doesn't give a fuck. Just saying, yeah, a picture of it. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, you were talking about this caliber of acting that Michael McKean and Bob Odenkirk have.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, there's nothing that I like more about the Saul Goodman Jimmy character is more than when Odenkirk is just like grimacing.
Sure.
It's like one of my favorite like visual facial tics that he does. I don't know what it is about it. Just like you can see. It's like you could see like the turmoil inside.
Yeah, it feels very real.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So this was kind of, I guess, not unrealistic, right? It would make sense that she's going to a support group for losing her husband. It's got to be a lot of stress attached to that. But I did think that I recognized one of these actresses, though. Yeah, this woman right here. So, isn't she in The Devil's Advocate?
Oh, the older black lady?
Yeah.
As, like, the one of the chicks?
Yeah.
The guy's chicks?
Yeah,
maybe. I was going to say, she looks a little older, but that movie was like, what, fucking 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Yeah. Everywhere! God damn it. Oh, it's so fucking lame. So I'm looking through the subreddit to see if there's anything good this week, but it's all just like bullshit reactions, like, oh, so Harry Hamlin's so dreamy. What the fuck?
Yeah. Harry Hamlin.
Harold, whatever the fuck his name is.
Howard,
yeah, sorry.
I don't know, maybe fucking Harry Hamlin was actually in this and I missed it.
Well, you know.
This seemed like a scene where they were just like, don't forget about Mike. He's also in the show.
Yeah, kind of. Once in a while, I do find this character to be like a little bit more forward than I think I would deal with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I volunteered you to help at the church because, you know, I know that you don't have anything to do and you fucking owe me. It's like, really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See, and that was it. That was it for their little... Yeah. Oh.
And that's it for Mike this week, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. This show's got a weird balance for me right now. Seems like some weeks I'm okay with one storyline and not the other, and then it flips.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wanted more Mike this week. I'm due for a Mike fucking going through a process episode montage, you know?
Well, shit. I mean, after a couple of the events in this episode, we might get that.
It's true.
Did you think that the Lydia, the commercial laundromat scene was a little much? You think it was a little forced?
I'm going to quote one of our co-hosts on this site.
It was pandering. It was so pandering.
They seem to amp it up this season for sure.
Yeah. And it seems to be working because, again, they've out... what's the word? Outperformed the previous week's episode. So they're gaining viewers, which must mean that, you know, people are tuning in because now all the fucking Breaking Bad shit's starting up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure eventually will lead to Walt and Jesse and all that stuff. Which I don't know how I'm going to feel about that, but. You know what it is about Howard? I'd be fine being that guy. I'd be fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
The nice suits, the fucking wooden box with scotch in it. I mean, get the fuck out. But I just don't believe that this guy deserves it, you know?
Oh, when they went with that whole nepotism thing when he was on the stand last episode, that was great.
Especially when they mentioned his father, you know? It's like, okay,
yeah,
we know where this came from. Also, how many days in a row is he going to wear the same fucking tie?
By the way, I want to make a very distinct point about your mention of why I hate Howard.
Yeah.
It's not his ties. It's the cut of his collar, you fucking cocksucker.
That's even more foolish then.
It's not. That's a fucking foolish collar, though. Angle that shit, son.
That might be foolish.
It's a nice fucking bottle of scotch, though.
I don't give a fuck. I'd still wear it. I don't give a fuck.
Are we to guess, or was it pretty obvious that Chuck was recording this conversation?
I guess it didn't occur to me, so it wasn't that obvious.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Interesting.
It's either that or some kind of like, what do they call it? Like cognitive therapy.
Right, right.
Or like whatever you fear or whatever makes you anxious, you just... embrace it.
That's what I assumed was going on.
But because he's not saying anything here. He's fucking acting like a child.
Right. So, okay. So let's think about it. Why would he want to record this? I don't think there's really anything here. Like, what is...
Something to kind of...
Mismanaged by the firm?
That's what I was gonna say. That's what I was thinking. Maybe something to break up the partnership, or I don't know.
Also, how does that lantern make any fucking sense?
It doesn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, go fuck yourself, Chuck.
Unless that's a solar-powered lamp.
Oh, great, solar-powered.
Great.
I just have such a fucking attitude of fuck this guy now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You would think that would be a gas-powered lamp. Gas-powered? Yeah.
I guess.
Or oil. Earl.
Also, what kind of asshole relaxes around their house wearing that? I mean, come on.
See, I don't know about this. Okay. Does he hit a switch? Hit one of the buttons?
Well, he's sitting at a different desk, though.
Uh-huh.
So right now he's sitting at his desk. He was sitting at the end table, you know? Or the living room table.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if...
Yeah, maybe not then. Maybe he's trying to get better for Rebecca?
Maybe. You know, it's funny because it's such an easy visual cue later on when they're able to sort of ramp up the sheen on the lights around him and a little bit of noise. It's actually a pretty cool effect. I like what they do later.
Mm-hmm.
God, goldfish. You know, goldfish has a memory span of like 30 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Dude, how much fear does a goldfish live in every moment?
Oh, constant fear.
just you never get the bearings on your surroundings. The minute that you see food, you have no memory of eating before ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's gotta be horrifying.
Exhausting.
Oh, dude, and then you never sleep.
Nope. Fuck fish.
Yeah, pretty much.
If I can quote Chris Cooper from Adaptation.
I was going to say, fuck fish.
Fuck fish. That's why I say fuck fish. And I love the ocean.
It's one of the great fucked up dental performances of the last 30 years. Hmm. Yeah, you know, the show just is what it is at this point. I don't know how much deeper we're gonna get in terms of like themes and motivation and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everything's on the table. Good episode. I like this a lot. I like where they're going, all that stuff. Sure. But I think that they've got one more season here. I can't Agreed. See them going further.
Mm-hmm.
There are not 24 hours left of this story. It's just not.
Yeah, I agree. For how this episode progresses for certain characters, I can't see it going another two seasons.
They cover a lot of ground in this episode. Yep.
I mean, the last half of the episode.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they do, but they really move things along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's really like one more shoe to fall, you know, in terms of putting Mike and Gus on the same side of the fence permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And then just moving Jimmy away from this, whatever that means, but... Yeah, because I was trying to think this week, like, you know, we've kind of been having this debate as the episode's been going on, but, you know, one of the big differences between this and Breaking Bad is that Breaking Bad had this propulsion to it, right? I mean, I'd say you get like the first 3-4 episodes, and then after that point, it's just a constant escalation of the stakes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Walt has cancer. He has to provide for his family. As mm-hmm. he's doing that, he has to, you know, step into the crime underworld.
starts playing that game, starts leveling up.
Exactly, and it keeps going from there. You know, it's very much a Scarface trajectory with that show.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're in an interesting place because we know where it goes. Ultimately, we know. Ultimately, we fucking know where he's got to end up, mm-hmm. and we know what pieces matter more than others. Like, mm-hmm. Kim, at the end of the day, she doesn't really matter. Like, she does in this story, but the grand scheme of things, she's kind of expendable. You know, Chuck is expendable, Howard, all this other stuff. Really, the only people we... We care about, I don't know. It's tough. I'm talking myself in circles here.
No, I see what you're saying. This is more where... Where Breaking Bad was more of a propulsion, like you said, this is more just coloring in the background.
Yeah, like we never knew where Breaking Bad was going to go. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, spoiler alert if you haven't fucking watched Breaking Bad and you're listening to this, but, you know, what is it, second to last episode of the third season? Those two guys are going to kill Jesse. You have no fucking idea Walt is about to hit him with the car, you know?
Right.
There's that element of surprise with everything, whereas mm-hmm. here that's completely taken away.
Yeah.
So it's a different, temperature to the water, you know?
For sure.
I do love Law's idea, though, to take the show into the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking Cinesol. Shit. Just
that
show
may be
us
the
what's
fourth season.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of the fourth season.
Yeah.
Because we're at what? This is episode 6. I think they're doing 9. Let me look. Pretty sure it's 9.
Pretty sure, yo.
Swift fucking default. You're a default. Butter, Saul, call, put that in there. All right.
I think it's 9 episodes, Jackie boy.
Let's see. 10 episodes.
Okay.
Last one airs June 12th. Okay. Doesn't look like there's any break, so it's going to end in 4 weeks.
Right.
I think that's how math works.
I think so. Oh, shit. We'll be in Chicago for the finale.
Yeah. Maybe a live commentary.
Whoa!
Hmm? What?
Oh, man. Yeah, so I guess the surprise of the story comes from the Kim and the Howard and the Chuck and all those characters, but... You know, I don't know that I'm that invested in them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, Kim's fate seems tied to whatever happens here.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of do, but they also... I don't know, none of their stories seem to contribute to where Saul's going to end up.
Well, I was going to say, you can... make the argument that that Kim and Chuck and Howard are important just in that they make Saul Goodman who he is mm-hmm. when we see him in Breaking Bad.
True.
But that's kind of a cop-out, though.
It's a little simple at this point, I think.
Yeah.
All right, he's crushing that suit. I'm a big fan.
Not a fan of a gray suit.
Oh, I love the gray suit.
My complexion is too dark for it.
That's a good point. My GTA Online character, he wears a gray suit, black shirt, fucking gray tie, and he looks like a 55 to 60 year old man with a fucking shitty porn stash and like longish greasy hair, like fucking Miami Vice.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is I guess resourceful, but kind of a weird angle that he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally plays into who he is later, I guess, you know, the whole sleazy TV lawyer bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's something that we kind of got in the first season, so I don't know if...
It's Really? A lot of time spent on it, too.
A lot of time spent on it, and
I guess a lot of time spent on it for the reveal at the end of the episode where it's Saul Goodman.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But, you know, just to go back to your point about, you know, this can probably do another season, and then that's it. That whole thing with Nacho and Theo Hector later on in this episode with the pills.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big
step.
Pretty big moment. Yeah, it's a pretty big step, pretty big moment.
Yeah, I think that's got to wrap up soon.
But again, there was such an emphasis on Nacho looking at the pill and then taking the pill.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a pill that kind of like, I don't even know what the fucking pill is, but what is it? Stop him from having a heart attack or some shit? Like, I don't know, whatever it is.
You know, the first
what
thing
is he
going to
use that for then?
Well, the first thing I thought of was the ricin. Like, is this going to be a ricin thing?
Oh. And like, oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that was my first thought.
That's a good callback.
And I don't know how that's going to play into anything else, but, you know, that's certainly the most meaningful time that we've seen a pill in this fucking saga.
Mm-hmm.
I love how the kid in the hat just looks like so... just typical J.J. Abrams dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, really? Your fucking frames have to be that thick, you cocksucker?
Yeah, I have black frames. I have two pairs of glasses that are black frames, but they're not fucking asshole looking like that.
Something wrong with black frames. Something wrong with thick frames. But when you're going like that thick with the fucking matte finish...
Yeah.
You're just telegraphing that you're trying to suck your own dick, piece of fucking shit. Or maybe that's just a me thing. I don't know.
Mm.
Also, I thought this makeup chick had a very weird face. Like, nice enough person, I'm sure. But maybe there was an accident when she was a child or something. I don't know.
Let's see.
Oh, I think. That shirt has a little bit of a texture there. That might be a nice silk.
Well, his shirt?
Oh, I'm into that.
Mm.
He has the same thought that I just did. Fuck this kid. So this I kind of liked, seeing that they haven't quite, well, actually, let me think this through. So at first great I thought song, that they just way. Hadn't, yeah, it's a good one. I thought that they just hadn't figured out to put meth in the containers yet, but now that I think about it, they're not selling meth, are they? Is that coke?
I think it's meth.
So is Gus still getting his shit in the barrels? And this is just the stuff that he has to show for fucking, what's his name?
Yeah, because Gus is the one that introduces meth.
Right.
That high-quality meth to Don Eladio.
Yeah, this was a lot of effort.
It seems like... let's see how many they pull out. Or if it's only just that section. Because I'm wondering, that's not unless they're bringing multiple trucks in a day, that doesn't seem like a lot of weight.
See, that's what I'm wondering. Like, is this just...
And they're not bags. I mean, they're bricks. You're right.
Is this just the stash that comes in to show Don Hector, right? Don Hector's people, and the rest of it's in the barrels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy's haircut just drives me fucking crazy.
It's me in high school, yo.
I know, I saw the pictures.
Well, it wasn't pulled back then. I don't even know if I have a picture with me, my hair pulled back like that, where it's shaved on the sides. It's fucking awful. This guy who was Gus's bodyguard.
Yep.
Not the guy with the gun, not Victor, the other guy.
Yeah.
Did he just gain a bunch of weight?
Dude, I was just going to say.
So noticeable, but it looks like he has a fucking tire around his gut.
So we've got a guy at work who very clearly has like a condition, we'll say. Like, he's perfectly skinny, very tall and lanky, except for his stomach, which protrudes from his body by, like, a foot and a half. Like, clearly something's fucked up with this guy, right? I'm getting the sense that this character also has the same issue. It's just too much there. Like, I remember him sitting outside of Walt's house keeping an eye on him, and he was pretty lean.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
Gustavo. So I was kind of inspired by PMC a while back to rekindle my toy collection.
Yeah.
And I was out at Barnes & Noble a couple months ago. Actually, this was more like half a year ago now that I think about it. But they had a clearance section. They were just getting rid of a bunch of shit super, super cheap. And they had a Gustavo action figure for $2. So I had to get it.
Is his face blown off?
No, but he is fixing his tie, and it comes with the glasses and shit.
Oh, that is pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, it's $2. What the fuck? Yeah, this was one of those things I knew exactly what they were doing as soon as it showed this. I was like, okay, that's... This is what this is.
I mean, that was kind of my favorite part of season 5, is the realization or the knowledge that Gus had a foreign backer, and it's like this huge fucking German conglomerate.
Right.
I thought that was like super interesting, because like he's now that Gus is gone, it creates a vacuum.
Right.
And. But they don't want business disrupted. And,
it's an interesting angle.
So like seeing, it was great. Cause you're like, well, what the fuck are they going to do now? You know? Right. So here, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Well, again, in Breaking Bad, it's the Boba Fett thing, right? Like Boba Fett. Oh, sorry. Boba Fett. He was fucking amazing in Empire and Return of the Jedi because you don't know, right? Like, there's a mystery behind that character. And then, you know, George Lucas fucking destroys it with the prequels. I almost feel like the mystery of the ins and outs of like, these two having interacted before or all that stuff in Breaking Bad, it sort of colors the background, right? Like, it's just... The focus is Walt. He's the throughput. So his journey is where you are, but you get these nice, like, flourishes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I like... It's really weird, man. I keep... Every episode, it causes me to, like, reevaluate how I'm feeling about this series, but... It seems like I'm okay with a certain level of backstory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like in some directions, they're going a little bit too far for my liking. And I just don't know, like... I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Very conflicted.
I'm conflicted too. I think it's For me, it's I don't want to not like it. So, I don't want to dislike what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, I just noticed that Marquis said Kim. So now he's just crazy, crazy dude. Crazy, almost homeless guy.
Pretty much. Bunny Lake is missing. Good flick. The original.
I don't know what that
is. Not the fucking remake. Or actually, I don't even think they ended up remaking it.
Who's he calling here?
A doctor.
Hmm.
Oh. Yeah, that's a really cool, simple effect. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's some old fucking Superman movie shit, Fortress of Solitude right there.
Yeah.
Of course, it's making his teeth look a little bit more yellow, but that's okay. I will say the one thing that you can't knock on any level in this show is the visual style. They have not missed a beat.
At all.
The show still looks like Breaking Bad and subsequently looks like nothing else on TV. It's interesting, too, some of this stuff. So, you know, maybe yeah, this fucking accent again, man. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a tangent, but so... Christopher Nolan, you know, like a lot of his films have a very blue tone to them, like blue-gray sort of thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this, but he's colorblind.
So, oh, really?
So he favors those tones because he can see them better.
Gotcha. It's
an interesting idea. But...
El Yucateco, that's my shit right there. Best hot sauce ever.
Yeah, you're not the first person I've heard that from. I gotta get some.
Tapatio is just,
yeah.
I mean, it's not disgusting. It's
wait a minute.
Come on, I'm a fucking pedestrian.
I know where I've heard that from. We get Yucateco hot sauce. Jamie, pull that up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Fucking knew that's I heard right. that somewhere. So
there's a piece of shit.
Yeah. So he basically doesn't give a fuck. He's trying to get Nacho's family involved. Is this like a loyalty test? Is that what this is? Or is he literally just using resources at will?
Yeah, see, that's really bad on, I don't know, Mark Margulis' part, I think.
Only I don't know what 6 months, man.
Oh, hi, Nacho.
So how's your sex life, Nacho? I didn't hit her. I did not.
I did not.
Oh, hi, Nacho. Oh, God.
Nacho, a mic meetup, maybe? They figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure out a plan how to fucking incapacitate him.
Gotta be, right? Episode 7 next week, so they gotta move towards that finale, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta make that move towards redemption. We gotta go to church.
I might be able to rock those boots. I don't know. Give them a shot.
I used to have a fucking pair of boots like that. Fucking ostrich leather. So the Mesa Verde shit is pretty much taking a back seat.
Sounds like it, yeah. Does or it seems like it, anyway.
I wonder if it becomes a factor again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Look at those fucking flip phones with the antennas. All this fidget toy bullshit. That antenna was like the original fucking fidget toy.
Mm-hmm. Gimme, Jimmy.
All right, so here's a question for you. See that poster back there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an old style. It's not actually anything. It's just some design someone made.
Mm-hmm.
Do those things annoy the fuck out of you like they do for me?
Nah, not really. Why do they annoy you?
I'm not really into the old kitschy shit. Mm-hmm. But if it's not like...
authentic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I guess... I mean, if that's an original print...
sure,
I'd be into it.
I just don't...
but you know, if you go to like a fucking TJ Maxx, Home Goods, or an IKEA, and like you're just getting something that fucking thousands of other people get,
dude, it's that not kind even of that. It's like you fucking you had to get dinner, and Cracker Barrel was there. You know what I mean? And like that was in the gift shop. Like fuck off. Yeah.
Somebody did a side by side of this with Vince Gilligan. That's pretty good.
It's good. When did this become the fucking stereotype for a filmmaker?
I don't know.
This exact look?
I don't know. They must have saw like fucking old pictures of Kubrick. Because Kubrick used to wear vests like that and cargo pants because he used to put all his lenses and shit in there.
I guess so. I don't know, I always assumed this was more... whoa, Saul Goodman.
Mm.
Now, I believe if you call that number, you actually get a message from Saul Goodman.
Nice. Look at that, the still from the VCR is right over Saul. Still Goodman.
Hmm.
What? I just noticed that. I didn't notice that the first time.
Metaphor.
Maybe that's something. okay, I think that's it.
Yeah, it's over.
All right.
That's that one. Another one in the can, man.
Yeah, episode 6. We're halfway through. Well, more than halfway through.
Yeah.
Gearing up towards the season finale. This was off-brand.
Yeah, not a bad little romp, as it were.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's moving forward. I'm fine with it. It's tough, man. Like, I feel like there are other shows where we have a lot more conversation in between, but it's tough to do that here because we're dissecting, I think, more than what they're throwing at us.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird balance, but it's still good. Everything's fine. There's no
yeah, yeah.
There's no still reason good, to jump man. Off the train. So
still good, man. See?
Whoa.
Fucking works.
It's a metaphor.
All right, guys, stay tuned for a... do we get a Gamecast this week?
This week, yes. I think we're going to do a stream. So
okay,
you'll nice. You'll know about it if we do. Keep an eye on Facebook.
We also have. Is there going to be an Alien retrospective? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think Prometheus drops this week.
Oh right, yeah. Okay, Prometheus. And a Fargo commentary.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Episode. Real good.
So stay tuned for that, as well as other things on bingemedia.net. Like the Facebook page, call 708-406-9546. Leave us a voicemail about anything you want. And we'll talk to you guys later.
See you.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of Super
Bobo Girl.